understand that for some of you it was quite a short notice, but the truth of it is we had been hinting and they finally got the word. Finally got that hint that perhaps we should have a little get-together tonight on the telephone, because this is a week that is, as you measure time on your calendars, what you call pivotal. This is a week where you and we, acting together from the highest realms of love and compassion, have an opportunity to make a giant leap forward. Now, we will have another speaker here when I am finished, but I want to remind you that this goes backwards in your history, her story of this country, of the United States of America, and thus the entire world, goes backward in time, as you measure time, to that year on your calendar that you call the year of 1776. That was a most pivotal year because it was the year that this country, or shall we say the concepts for this country, were born. And it was a co-creation. It was spiritually inspired. And it was calling for those who first put their names on that declaration to forget their 3D ego-based, fear-based emotions, and to not allow visions of the potential dire consequences to impede or impair their path to that table where they signed that document. Now, they had some help on that, and that wondrous being, the one you call Saint Germain, shall be with you presently to further discuss this. But at this moment, we want you, if you will, to realize or paint the picture in front of you, if you wish, of the one called Dennis. He is the leader because he came forward first. And we ask you in this exercise, this mission, to join with him, which you are doing so beautifully, to join with him and support him, stand with him by signing this declaration, which has had a slight revision as to the wording, because this is, in every sense of the word, the declaration of 1776 brought forward to rebirth all of the ideals upon which this country was founded and which has served as a model for the entire planet Earth. Now we understand that because of the free will that all humans have, whether they are human and starseed or whether they are human and, you know, scary, they have this thing called free will. And thus they have had the ability to deviate quite remarkably. What you might call to do a 180 away from the ideas and concepts that are expressed in the original declaration. And so what you are doing by joining the signers is you are recommitting not just yourselves, not even just the country of the United States of America, but you are recommitting all of humanity to the sacred and divine concepts that the Declaration sets forth. And this is mighty, and this is divine, and this is the mission that we have asked you on behalf of the one we all are, and on behalf of the evolution of planet Earth into what you call the ascension status. Now, we know this is, on the whole, if you look at the entire picture, it might seem as though it is going to have as much effect as putting a drop of water into a big pond. But even that little drop of water will cause ripples out throughout the entire pond. The pond will be changed. And you're more than a drop of water, beloved ones, because you are connected with the all. The one we all are, below, on, and above planet Earth. And what you are doing, in the words of some who are conversant with these kinds of concepts that are found quite prevalent in quantum physics, you are literally creating a new timeline for planet Earth. And so we cannot emphasize enough how important and how sacred this mission is. And for those of you who might feel as though it is more important for you to meditate, may we suggest this. As you are doing these emails, these telephone calls, and these things you call faxing, we suggest that you charge them, that you empower them. As divine gods, goddesses that you are, empower them with love. Empower them with compassion. Send them on their way with the highest vibrations of joy. And this will even make a bigger difference in this pond, if you like this particular analogy. It will be sacred. It is holy and divine to do this. It is a part of your mission. Do you not have 3D around you? And when you spend time in the higher dimensions, as you do in your meditations and your spiritual endeavors, doesn't it feel good? And wouldn't you like all of 3D to feel that way, to be that way? When you step outside of your sacred spaces and go out into the marketplace, how does that feel? You can pretty much feel the fear, can you not? Things are happening. Big changes are happening. And a lot of people think it's all going to end in a catastrophe. And this is exactly the opposite of what is going on here. But you sometimes have to take something apart that has gotten all out of place and disjointed and imbalanced and put it back together the way it is supposed to be. And that is the case with this country of the United States of America and indeed with the world. So it is possible, is it not, that people have to experience some of the crushing realities, you might say, of 3D in order to want to go higher and go beyond. In order to say within themselves, well, I'm looking into my heart and it is changing and I am beginning to open up and I am beginning to feel some energies. They may not know where they're coming from, but I want things to be different. I call forth peace on earth. I call forth the oneness and the sanctity of all life. And I choose to live a different lifestyle that is based in love and not fear. And so it is that you have an opportunity to join with us on all levels. Not just 5D, not just 3D, not just wherever you go when you take your little journeys out of body. And your meditations are most wondrous, by the way. But it is to bring it all together. It is to enable your neighbor to look up from the 3 jobs that he has just to feed his family. It is to enable your blessed mother to know that she has some hope, that perhaps she does not have to choose between feeding her doggy and feeding herself. It is to find a happy home situation for all of the children in the world who have no homes, maybe not even parents. And these kinds of situations will be remedied when the human kingdom of planet Earth is of one heart in love. When the golden age comes to planet Earth, there will be no more devastation, there will be no more destruction, there will be no more despair. But it is to bring that about. Beloved Dennis has spoken, and he has endured much along the way. And so all we ask is that you join and come behind him and stand with him, as all of those who signed that declaration did after the first one stood up and wrote his name so boldly. You are all courageous, and you are all here in mission and purpose, and there is much that you have to do. But first comes the house cleaning, so to speak. And this, beloved ones, is sweeping the air of freedom and the air of the birth of this nation right back into the consciousness, not just of the Congress, but remember, if you remember the drop in the pond, it is affecting the consciousness of the planet worldwide. And so we honor you, and we thank you, and we appreciate your efforts. Anything that you can do on this is most appreciated, and everything that you do will be felt and will make a difference. So honor yourselves and each other, and co-create with us the optimum, taking advantage of this opportunity that is presented to you. And so it is. And so, we shall stand aside in this moment of togetherness, and we shall introduce the one who has inspired this mission, as he inspired the original mission, because his particular mission was to bring the United States of America and the freedom that it stood for into 3D reality. This was done. So his mission now is to bring the rebirth forward of that same nation. And in so doing, it will indeed pave the way for that which you are all awaiting, and we are waiting with you, and we see it as done. That is the entry officially of planet Earth into the golden age and beyond, into the completion of the ascension mission. Indeed!
Esther, can you just put this on presentation, because it's way clear that people are not...
Alrighty! We would like everyone to note, we shall add a word to this. This is a different system than the one that is used during our normal conference calls, as you call them. We call them discussions. So there may not be information available on what to do, and the lovely Elise is communing with the spirits on top of the mountains at Machu Picchu. She's having a fabulous time. So we shall just move on, and please do, as fabulous friend has asked, and just simply do some work with your fingers there on the buttons of your telephones. And we shall ask St. Germain to move up a bit in volume, just simply so that all can hear. Are you doing this recording as usual? Yes, well, Fabulous Fran will figure out a way to make this recording available. Perhaps it can be posted somewhere? Indeed. So she'll let you all know on that. Are you all in touch? Never mind. We're not doing anything like that right now. She'll get to that later. So I took care of everything. Did I leave anything out? Everyone, thank you so much for your attention. Now, St. Germain has been standing by. He needs no further introduction. I think I just did some introducing. So if everyone would just please relax and take a nice deep breath and let us all welcome beloved Master St. Germain. And I, shall thank you again for coming. And I shall say to you, well done, beloved family, well done. Salute.